Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow.
Yes, overflow. Overflow, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire broadcast live on Blog Talk Radio with your host, me, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, giving you this hot manna for your soul, 15 minutes of live prayer, teaching, altar call, and assigning your daily task. Our topic for today is the purpose of your tongue. Ah, you didn't know your tongue had a purpose, did you? The purpose of your tongue. And we are coming from the books of Proverbs 18:21 and James chapter 3. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can call in live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And the number is 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's live on the line with me right now. If you cannot tune in live, then you can hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website at feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Or even better, follow the podcast so that the recording link will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern Monday through Friday. And you follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. All of this information, as well as everything else you need to know about me, is on the website, feeldefire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, reading from the KJV. Are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Did you hear those two words, what it said, that comparison? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I'm going over to James chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, also in the KJV. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude or in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. Wherever you are, just say, thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me right now, brothers and sisters. The purpose of your tongue. What have you been doing with your tongue? Are you a life speaker or a death seeker? You see, we know that the tongue naturally plays many roles. There are many things we use our tongue for. We use it to eat. We use it to help us speak. We use it to taste. So many different things. But what you must understand is that spiritually, your tongue also has a purpose. And because what we do spiritually directly impacts what we do, how we live, and the results which we obtain naturally, it's important to get the spiritual use of our tongue in order. Now, in Proverbs 18:21, which I just read unto you, the Bible was letting us know how powerful the tongue is within the context of its purpose. It let us know that our tongue has the ability to speak death on someone, and our tongue has the ability to speak life. Now, if you don't believe it, think back to your own childhood and the words that were spoken over you, concerning you, about you, and to you by your parents. If all they did was speak negative words to you, you lazy, you like your no good daddy, you like your no good mama, you not good as this child over here, I wish I'd never had you, you an ugly child, you dumb, you not smart. Oh, come on now. For some of you right now, chains are even being broken as I speak this. Tears are welling in your eyes because this is the death that was spoken over you day after day after day. You ain't gonna never amount to nothing. If I hadn't had you, I would have been much farther along in my life by now. I gave up my career for you. Your daddy, he raped me. I didn't even really want to have you. My parents forced me to have you. I wanted to have an abortion. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? And then as you grew up and you got into relationships, your first girlfriend or boyfriend, and you got married, what was still being spoken over you, about you, regarding you and concerning you? You don't look as good as James, or you don't look as good as Jane. I wish that I had not married you. Marrying you was a mistake. You make me beat you. You make me jump on you. If you'd act right and stay in your lane, then I wouldn't have to beat you. Ah, do you see what I'm talking about? Oh, I love this person more than you. Or you always say something stupid. You always mess up. Do you understand now what the Bible meant about death in the power of the tongue? But then if you had someone on the other hand who spoke life, oh, you're so pretty. Oh, you're so handsome. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, I love you. You're the greatest children in the world. I'm so proud of you. You make my life worth living every day. I love you. I love my children. Thank you for being such a good child. Thank you for helping me. And then as you got into relationships, oh, I'm so privileged to have you in my life. You're the best woman, or you're the best man that I could have ever found. God sent me the best thing. You're my good thing. Oh, as you go on to your job, everybody, you know, they're telling you how great you are. Your boss is telling you how much of a favorite employee. You got friends, and they speak good things about you. You go to church, and you're being used for the Lord. Do you now understand the power of the tongue within the context of its purpose? It is to speak life. Now, the problem that we have in being perpetual or continuous life speakers is what I read to you in James 3, verses 8 through 10. This tongue is so powerful and so unruly that nobody can tame it. The Bible said it's full of a deadly poison. Now, it went on to show us how deadly it is as well, because it says, we bless God and curse men who are made in the image and likeness of God with the same tongue. How are you saying hallelujah to God this morning and calling somebody a MF or a B? Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. B-I-T-C-H this afternoon. How are you saying hallelujah, I praise you, Father, this morning and telling somebody today that you will never amount to no good, that there's no good in you, that has to be an opportunity position with the word, because as long as God made us, and he did make everyone, there's some good in everyone. Now, it doesn't mean that they're showing the good to us, right? But we can't speak on them that there is no good in them. That's in opposition with the word. It says it ought not to be so. that you're using the same tongue to praise God, to bless God, that you use, and then you turn around and you gossip with that tongue, you speak death on others with that tongue, you spread lies and rumors on people with that tongue, and you know you're lying, you know you're spreading rumors, but you do it anyway. You know that you are releasing that secret that your friend told you in confidence, and now because you're mad at the friend, you're retaliating by spreading what was told to you in confidence. The purpose of the tongue is not to gossip, not to slander, not to defame, not to release things told to you in confidence, not to kill, but to give life, to resurrect people. Glory. Resurrect their hope. Resurrect their glory. Resurrect their purpose in the Lord. Resurrect their gifts and talents and ministries. Resurrect their self-esteem. Resurrect their value. Glory. Now, this does not mean that you walk around lying to people, you know, and you're just someone who just flatters people. No, you can still speak the truth to someone with the tongue without killing them. You know, my banter is kill the issue, but don't kill their spirit. Kill the issue. Kill the problem. I'll deal with the problem. I don't mind dealing with you about the problem. I don't mind speaking to you about it. I don't mind letting you know what's on my mind about it. But my goal is not to kill you within the process. See, I can speak on a behavior. You can speak on my behavior. You can say, Rossi, you did A, B, C, and D. That hurt my feelings. I didn't expect you to do that, and you should not have done that. And I can look at that and hear what you have to say. And if there's a misunderstanding, maybe I didn't do it, I'm going to correct that. If I did do it and I didn't know it hurt you, then I'm going to correct it, apologize, repent, and not do it again. If I did do it and I knew when I did it that it hurt you, I'm going to repent, correct it, ask for forgiveness, and then not do that again. But if I was right, I'm going to do it again, unless my conduct was right, but my tone or methodology were wrong. Then I'm going to correct that. Because I understand that what comes out of my mouth, the purpose is to speak life within the context of God's word, to exhort even myself to repentance, to exhort myself to living right. Come on now, to exhort myself to staying in my lane within the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes what you have to say will hurt people, and there's nothing you can do about it because correction is necessary. But again, kill the issue. Don't kill the person's spirit. Even people that I found I can no longer be around because they're toxic. If I see them, I can still speak. But if they try to come back into my inner circle, I have no problem telling them, no, I can't let you back. I've let you back so many times, and each time you have not changed, although you've apologized, or you haven't even apologized, even though I've let you know the offense. And bringing you back into my inner circle, it brings spiritual death to me, because then I get angry. I become toxic. So I love you. I'm praying for you. I've forgiven you, but we can't be in, you know, intimate or renewed fellowship again. But I still pray the best for you. And I wish no ill will or harm to you. Do you see what I mean? Kill the issue. Kill the toxicity without killing the person. You always end with that love or hope. This is the purpose of your tongue, to bring about life. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. What are you speaking with it? Oh, isn't this powerful? Our time is almost run on daily fire. So we got to go into prayer. Then I'm going to do the altar call. And then I'm going to give you a task to complete today. Isn't this good teaching? Right now, just say, Lord, I thank you that I will use my tongue for the right purpose. Say it out loud again. Lord, I thank you that I will use my tongue for the right purpose. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today for this powerful word. We praise you, God, because this is part of us fulfilling our purpose and destiny on the earth to learn, Father, how to make our tongue speak life. You said that this is a This is an unruly evil. The tongue is a deadly poison, and some of us have been blessing you with the same tongue that we've been gossiping with, backbiting with, slandering others, spreading gossip, rumors, and toxicity, spreading secrets that were given to us in confidence. We have, Father, been speaking death over our children, our spouse, over our friends and other family members. And so we repent of that right now because we have been out of our lane. We've been out of context. We've not been using our tongue appropriately. And because of that, we have seen the results. We have reaped what we've sown with our tongues. We haven't even spoken over our own lives the way we should have. We haven't even spoken life into our own situations, into our own confidence, our own praise, our own day, our own self-esteem the way that we should have. And we repent of that right now. Father, hallelujah. I ask you now to bless everyone listening and bless me, that from this day forward, we will use our tongue to bring life. We will resurrect those who are downtrodden, those who are suicidal, those who are backslidden, those who are in sin, those who have given up, those who believe there is no God. We will use our tongue, which carries the anointing of you, and we will speak forth life. We'll bring back their hope and their glory. We'll put them back into a place of righteousness and self-esteem and self-confidence. We will seek to see and find the good in others, and that's what we'll speak forth. That's what we'll multiply. That's, Father, what we will add to, knowing that whatever we speak with this tongue, we'll see the results of it in the natural. Now, Father, bless them going in. Bless them coming out. Bless their day in every way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listen and say amen. Come on and just begin to praise the Lord. Just praise him. I'm about to do the altar call, but you keep on praising him because I know some chains were just broken for some of you. I speak to you, no matter what anyone has said before right now, that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, that you will be blessed in everything you put your hands to in accordance with the will of God, that you are lovely, that you are handsome, that you are valuable, that we need you, we need you, we need your gifts, we need your talents, we need your purpose in the earth. God made you, God loves you, God has something for you to do, and for every death word spoken over you, I turn it, return it to the pits of hell right now. You are somebody. You are somebody. Yes, you and you and you and you. You are lovely. You are purposeful. We need you. You are somebody. Glory. I needed to speak that. Let's do the altar call. Bear with me. We're going to close out. I ran over a little. I apologize. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of my sin. Glory. I repent and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're going to church on Sundays. Get into church, Sunday schools, Bible study. If you don't have anywhere to go or you're not a member of any church and you're in the Florida, we would love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ on Sundays at 11. Sunday school starts at 9 here in Miami at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. And remember, do not miss your daily fire at 7 a.m. Eastern, right? Call in or follow by texting DF to phone number 33222 so you can get the recording. Now, our topic for today, your manna for today, is the purpose of your tongue. Your task for today is to speak life into every person you meet. Find something good to say. And for everyone in your family, I want you to go into prayer and call their names out one by one and speak life into them and rebuke any death words spoken over them. In the name of Jesus, I'll see you in the morning. I am a church on fire by myself. I'm on fire for Jesus. every day.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me.